My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You will be calling plays on Sunday when Sean told you he was making that decision. What was your reaction and just preparing for Sunday?
He told me when he wanted to tell me, but
what does that mean?
He told me when he felt like I needed to know that I was doing it. But no, I mean, I appreciate him, his belief in me. It's, like I said, like years ago, I think it was Micah said, confidence is a dangerous drug. I believe that's a quote. Like, someone shows confidence in you, it goes a long way, right? In anything you do. So I'm very appreciative. I'm very grateful. And now it's my job to take advantage of the opportunity that he's given me.
Are you excited?
Pretty excited.
Pretty excited.
Hey, McBride had a huge year for them last year.
Yep.
What kind of challenges does he present?
He's a really good player. He's a really good player, and a player that obviously, because, you know, we're not in – they're out west, and, you know, they're not in our conference or whatever you call it. But – you know, watching him, he's a really good player, and he presents a lot of challenges for you. You know, the most unique thing about him is how willing he is in the run game. You know, and he does a nice job in the run game. I think everybody knows he's a good pass catcher and those type of things. So he presents a lot of challenges for you. So I know our guys are looking forward to the opportunity to try to combat that and see how it goes.
What's it like getting this defense ready to go against Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I mean, he can beat you in a lot of ways, you know, and that's the trend the NFL is going, you know, and that's the way the NFL is going. And he does a nice job in every facet of the game, and seems like he's in control of the offense, you know. So we just got to be on our P's and Q's when it comes to defending a player like him, and you know, just practice the right way and prepare the right way to be ready to go against him.
Sean said recently that when he first became a coordinator, his play sheet was way too big.
Yeah.
How do you go about?
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? Like, I've come up under Sean and I've seen the way Sean has evolved and molded. And I think I've said it before, that one of the things I respect most about Sean is his willingness to put others first. And at some point, I don't know exactly when it was, but this is years ago, there was a moment where he was like, we're going to keep this simple. We're going to play fast. We're going to play physical, you know, let our guys execute. And I guess I'm of that school. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's no surprise to anybody. You hear people talk about our defense at times, you know. I listen to press conferences of other people and, you know, the common theme is that for years, we've been simple, and we know what we're doing, and we do it fast. And they might know what we're doing, but it's more important that we know what we're doing, you know. So, and you always want to have some wrinkles here and there, but so.
Bernard said yesterday that
it's easy for him, for you to be in his ear because you've been in his ear for 2 years as his linebackers coach, and he knows what you want and expect. Does that make it easier for you to communicate with him also?
Yeah, I mean, there.
For a couple years as the linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, the bad part for Terrell in all this is I don't have to hear anything he's saying, but I'm in his ear the whole time. So he can be mad at me, he can be dog cussing me, he can be doing all, but I don't hear it. So he's got to listen to me. But no, the communication is great between me and him, and myself and him. And, you know, definitely those 2 years together, and really being a part of him as a rookie going into that, and then going into that second year, obviously there was a relationship that developed there, and, you know, there's a certain standard that you want. And, you know, for all these position coaches, there's a certain standard they want in their room, right? That we have these coaches because, you know, you're competitive and you have pride, and, you know, so I think all that stuff, him understanding that standard, me going from a position coach to where I'm at, yes, definitely helps.
Know anything really about him from the outside looking in, and then he kind of burst out of the scene last year. Where have you seen the most growth?
Like, you're talking about Terrell.
Yeah. Obviously you can see the production on the field, but is there a part of the growth that we might not be able to see?
I just think anything, there was a player here before who I had the same conversation with, is there was a point to me, and I think all the players would tell you this, where Terrell had to earn everybody's respect. Right, like the vets that have been here for a while, he is the new guy on the block in front of the huddle. And I think sometimes, and it's a good thing because it tells you about the person, is he still thinks in a good way that he has to earn the respect of everybody, but at the same time, he's at the point where other guys have to earn his respect, if that makes sense. So that's one area of growth that I've seen, that, like, he's in front of the huddle. You guys know, you know, the accolade he just got, and, you know, he's earned that. And so I think that growth of just understanding of where he's at, you know, in his progression, by no means is he content. By no means, that's the last person I'd ever say that would become content with anything. But, yeah, he definitely, you know, I think he's just more comfortable in that way. There's a little bit less stress on him of, you know, putting weight on his shoulders where I got to show these guys. Now he can just truly be free.
Their running game got rolling, especially after Kyler Murray came back last year. Just kind of what do you see from there? And now they've added Trey Benson from Florida State.
Right.
Just Connor and Benson, what do you see from those two?
Yeah, I mean, they do a really good job. They do a really good job up front. And let me say this about them. They play really hard, you know. And that to me is a sign of a good culture and locker room and all those type of things. But they've done a really nice job running the ball. They have a plethora of things they can do in the run game. Obviously, Kyler helps them with that, with his mobility. But they're tough up front. The backs are as tough as the line. I mean, they run hard. They're really good players. Got a lot of respect for those guys. And then, like I said earlier, the tight ends, they do a good job in the run game.
Sean said yesterday that DeMar is going to be starting on Sunday. Just what have you seen from him that made, you know, comfortable making that decision?
Yeah, so we had a discussion. I can't remember exactly when it was. And I just really sat down with him and talked about, and all I said is, where are you at mentally? And this is before maybe we even started practicing in the spring. I can't exactly remember. But from that point on, I knew he was, you know, he was ready to just be DeMar Hamlin, the person and the football player, you know. And I think that you've seen that. I don't think. I believe that you've seen that with him. As we've gone on, he's risen to challenges. There's little things that myself and Coach Dana had given him that, like, dude, you got to get better at this. And he took it, and he would correct things right off the jump. You could just tell he's very focused and was doing things with a lot of intent and intentionality.
How do you prepare for a player like Marvin Harrison Jr., top five pick, probably be a focal part of their offense, but you have no film of him in the league?
Right. Literally no film of him in the league. No, but, you know, we've done our stuff with him, you know, from previous things he's done in football. You know, in the end, this is football, you know, and we'll create an awareness for him and what he does well. And, you know, and just have our guys ready based off what we do have on them. And we're about to find out how they use them. You know, we're about to find that out. So there's a lot of things when you go into this first game that are, you know, that are uncertain, you know. And in the end, he's a really good player. But we got to focus on ourselves more than anything else.
A lot of the guys have talked about your willingness to talk with them and kind of give them, you know, hear their opinions on different things. How do you balance, hey, this is the way we're doing it, while also kind of having players feel like they have a say in what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. So, you know, you have a sense defensively as coaches, as us as a staff, of what works. Okay, so when you talk about schematically and things that you believe are required and a necessity to have success on defense, and you can call that some scheme things. Well, within the scheme, there's certain things that you might, in the playbook, it says that that's what you do, or there's a technique where that's what you do. Well, you know, the players are all different. So it's take their ideas, see if it applies to us as a whole, or maybe individually that player, and they're very good. As long as you listen in life, like, people are willing to hear what you have to say after you listen, you know. So whether or not we say, yeah, that's a great idea, or no, we can't do that this week, or we just don't do that in our defense, as long as you're a good listener and you're constantly asking, you know, how do you guys feel about it? And the others, you know, and that goes into, if a player doesn't feel good about it, and why call it? You know, so, you know, at the same time, you got 11 people you got to think about that call affects, you know. So there's a lot that goes into it, both at the macro and micro level. So you just try to put your guys in the best position that you can possibly be. But in the end, it's about the defense. It's not about the individual player.
For you personally, what's this week like? Is it a combination of, like, excitement and nervousness? Is it a different emotion? Like, obviously, you've been here a while, but this is another big step for you.
Yeah. I think for me, I just get lost in the process of how we're going through things. And there's some new to it, you know what I'm saying? And I get lost, like I said, I get lost a little bit in the process of it. But what else, you know, the other thing that kind of takes my time is checking in not only with players to make sure we're good to go, specifically veterans that have been around a while, but making sure our coaching staff feels good about everything and the way we're going about it and leaving no stone unturned and all those things. So I would say I can't really tell you how the week's gone. Let you know on Monday.
Bobby, going back to the spring when we talked with you, you kind of said you're never ready, talking about calling plays, you're never ready until you do it. Well, you're about to do it on Sunday. I know you haven't done it yet, but do you feel a little bit more ready, a little bit more prepared, or what?
I'll tell you on Monday. No, I mean, we'll find out. All I can do is prepare myself as does a player prepares himself for Sunday. You try to put yourself in as many situations as you possibly can, and what do you like here, what do you like there, and, you know, certainly the preseason helped, but that's a whole different animal in the way we approach it, you know. So, you know, it's one of those things that I'm going to go in as prepared as I can possibly be, and, you know, hopefully my hope is that the guys can play fast and free and the results favor us. But I'm going to stay in the process of what we're doing and how we're doing things and see how the results fall.
Bobby, I know being up in the booth is an awesome opportunity, but are you going to miss the energy and the feel that you get being down on the sidelines?
You said awesome opportunity.
Amazing.
Yeah. You know, part of me, I think I've said it before, you guys have seen me at practice, and I like to be in the thick of it, but it's best for me to be up, you know, in the box, and it does give you a different perspective. It's a lot calmer, and all those, you know, things that come along with that. But, yeah, I would just say that that's probably the best place for me. So I don't know if I even answered your question, but.
Did you think about being on the field, like calling plays from the field?
So I didn't really have a say, and rightfully so. And so that's where I'll leave that. Cool.
Your dad said that when he was at North Dakota State, he would criticize his play calls in the middle of games. Are you prepared for that call when it comes?
Yeah. I think I've already told you guys. Oh, yeah. He'll have a list of, like, what were you guys doing on that first third down? You know, but no, he'll have his list of things. He'll have his list of things. My brother-in-law coaches for the Colts. So on one TV, he'll have the Colts game, and then on our other TV, he'll have the Bills game, you know. So, but I think he constantly goes back and forth and takes notes, you know, both ways. So, but he'll have his list of notes for me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!